Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's great to be here with you. The weather is so nice still, and we have a week ahead still of the great weather. On the show later, we're going to talk to Dana from Dermablend about our eyebrows, the all-important eyebrow, and how you can get just the right shape. We're going to talk to a guy about stress. He has written a book on 9 steps to improve your life and get rid of that stress. And off the top, we always like to talk about food, and Peter Graben, the man chef, is with us. And also we have Shirley Brobeck from Real Parenting.
Hi.
Who is with us.
Me.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you're like working overtime here today, joining me today.
Yes. Yeah, so it's neat to stick around here after the Real Parenting show and be here on Lifestyle.
And we're going to talk to you about the baby fair coming up, but I want you to meet Chef Peter Graben. How are you, Peter?
All right. Good. Nice to hear from you, ladies.
Oh, well, it's always great to talk to you. Now, you have a boy and a girl, Shirley.
Yes, I do.
And Peter teaches men how to cook, which is the best. I know TJ here is a good cook. Peter, what made you want to start Man Chef to teach men how to cook?
I had a friend. I've been in the food business all my life, but I had a friend who, a very good friend, who would sit at home all day and watch cooking shows. And then his wife would come home and she'd have to cook for him.
That's pretty familiar.
That's not fair.
True story. So what happened, he said to me one day, he said, Peter, why don't you open up a cooking school for men? I said, okay. And he was him and several of his friends were our first class. And this is our third year of doing Man Chef. And it's grown beautifully. But it's interesting because not only do we have classes for men, but we've also got classes for fathers and daughters, mm-hmm. which has been really fun, and for husband and wife. So it's sort of grown.
And Peter, so is your family. This summer your daughter got married. I saw your son-in-law is on your website. So all the kids are married off now, and you've got a couple of grandkids?
We have 5 grandkids.
5, wow.
5.
Wow.
So it's wonderful, wonderful.
Well, you know, my husband was trained well by his mom, and he's a great cook. He's great, does all the dishes, he's good. But, you know,
good.
I think it's a wonderful skill to have. And by looking at the stuff you teach guys, it's really basic and no fuss and quick so that you don't have to think about it too much.
Right. What we try and do is teach the guys how to cook a meal in 20 minutes to half an hour, a proper meal full of nutrients, carbohydrates, and all the proteins, and not make a big mess.
Oh, isn't that the key? Surely when they say, I'll cook dinner, but you clean up?
Yeah, no thanks.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. And we teach them, for example, I had a class a couple of nights ago, and we did 2 types of vegetables. We did fresh green beans, and I also bought a packet of frozen vegetables. And I taught the guys how to cook at both identical lengths of time, but the taste difference was enormous.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty good reheater, so aren't frozen vegetables okay at a certain time of the year because they are better than tinned?
Yeah, but where you are, but the fresh produce, if you blanch both of them off, the end result's quite different, actually.
Well, and you say eat well to live well, and it's so true, right? If you have the basic ingredients. We're going to talk to a doctor later on about stress. And if you eat well, you actually do feel a lot better.
Absolutely. We have a strange demographics. Our youngest person is 26 and the oldest one is 82.
Wow.
It's amazing. But we try and tell them all to eat a proper breakfast. That's the most important.
Now, being Scottish, is it porridge?
Every day we have oat bran.
Oat bran.
Every day we have oatmeal. We make it fresh every morning.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having the same thing. I think most of us probably surely wear the same kind of stuff, our uniform.
Yes.
The week,
right.
And we eat the same meals most days, right?
My dad makes porridge every morning also.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Puts blueberries in there or whatever's in
yogurt,
season.
Put blueberries in yogurt or bananas. My wife loves bananas in hers, and that's what we do every day.
And you have a fun life. You're always sort of reinventing yourself. What is it that gives you this passion to teach others about what you love so much?
Well, because I've been in the food business since I was 15. I was fortunate to get a fabulous training in Scotland. But we've been doing, I love it. I love seeing people being happy with what they do. And to teach people, you know, to do these fun things and to have to be able to proceed, because what we actually, because other things have developed from this, it's really interesting. I mean, one of the very most heartwarming experiences which we've had this season is we've had some clients who have had head injuries.
Oh.
To teach them to be self-sufficient and be able to look after themselves.
Right, and that's a wonderful gift to give back to somebody.
Yeah, and they've come for 7 weeks or 8 weeks, and we've cooked with them, and it's been phenomenal, absolutely amazing.
Well, tell us, Peter, what some of the quick things I saw in some of your videos. You know, you did the salmon and some potatoes and beans and the steak recipe, and you kind of cooked them, and they ended up in one pan together. Give us a quick demo of that recipe.
Correct. What we do is, for example, if you do a chicken, if you do a potatoes and green beans and a chicken, so you take your boiling water from a kettle. You always have boiling water in the kettle at all times. You put the boiling water in the pan, and you put your, so you saute off your beans,
yep.
Or you blanch your beans, and then use the same water for your potatoes.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
What does blanch mean?
You put it into boiling water. As soon as it comes back to the boil, you then put it in ice water and it stops cooking.
Okay, I've heard of that. So that's what that's called. Okay.
And you have to do that step or else...
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, because I'll tell you how to heat them up very fast at the end if you've got time, okay?
Okay.
So you put them in ice cold water that stops cooking. You cut your potatoes small so they can cook in about 7 minutes. You cut them little tiny potatoes in half, and they'll cook in about 7 to 9 minutes. And you take your chicken and your salt and pepper, lemon juice, and dust it with flour. But before that, you cut it into small squares, 1-inch squares. You put some olive oil in a pan and just saute off your chicken. But you just sear it, and then you put it in the oven to cook, because a lot of guys will burn stuff if they try and do it in a frying pan.
Not just men.
So you sear, you sear it first, just sear it with color, have the preset oven, put it in the oven, and it'll cook in the oven. At the same time, so you've cleared the frying pan out, you've cleared the chicken out of the frying pan, or the steak, or whatever it is, and you've got it in the oven. Your potatoes are just about cooked. Your green beans are in a colander, are in the ice water. You take it out of the ice water. You put it in a colander. Don't forget, you've got the kettle with the boiling water there,
mm-hmm.
Right? You pour the boiling water over the potatoes and the veggies, and it's instantly hot. You return it to the frying pan that you sauteed off the chicken in.
Mm-hmm.
Stir-fry that very fast. You take the chicken out of the oven after about 7 minutes, so it'll be cooked. Seeing if it's cooked, you always take the biggest piece and cut it in half, because the biggest piece takes the longest to cook.
And that's the best way to tell, right? The heck with all the juices running out. If you don't cook it, cut it in half, you can't see.
Yeah, you can see if it's cooked.
Right.
And the biggest piece always, you put it all together in one pan, hot, bring the pan to the table, and it's cooked ready.
Yummy. And I guess the key is also small pieces, right? The same with that fish dish you made. Instead of a big hunk of chicken that might be raw in the middle.
The smaller the piece, and it's imperative for the guys. And the butcher will cut it up for you. Just cut, or I teach the guys how to cut it into cubes, and that's all. And salt, pepper, lemon juice, dust it with flour, and saute it off in oil.
That sounds so good. Now, I'm just going to talk to Shirley about the baby fair. When we come back after the break, too, Peter, I want to talk about... sort of some quick ideas for Thanksgiving, so we don't have to do the whole hoopla. But Shirley, you've got the baby fair
we'll come
coming
to that,
up.
Because I got a special recipe for the turkey.
Awesome. And Shirley, the baby fair is coming up next weekend.
Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th.
Yep. How many years now is this?
This is the 6th annual fair.
Wow.
Yeah, our 8th on the island. And yeah, we started in 2007. It's going to be great. It's always really busy. We're geared to pregnancy through preschool, so lots of families who are expecting up to the early elementary age actually come to the fair. And we have Bob's and Lolo, which is a very, very popular. Yeah, the Juno-nominated children's performer duo are going to be on the main stage at 12 o'clock and 2 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday. So I really encourage people to check out our website and find out where you can get advance tickets to the baby fair so that you can get through those lines really quick.
I've got a set here right now, a pair, 386-1161, if you want to call in, 386-1161, and go to the fair. The baby fair is Perks Recreation Center next Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5 and 10 to 4 on both days. It's going to be fabulous.
It
and
is.
If you are a grandparent or a friend or an aunt and or having kids, a great way to connect and see what's going on there in the community.
Yeah, check out the website, VancouverIslandBabyFair.com, to learn about what's all going to be on the main stage, the photo contest, the baby races. All the schedule of events is on the website, VancouverIslandBabyFair.com.
Beautiful. I'm sure Peter would like to have his kids come in or they can go to it. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Chef Peter about Thanksgiving.
Congestion in your throat? Take a lozenge. Congestion on the roads? Listen to us. First with traffic. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Come on and roar, you Lions, roar!
Vera's Burgers BC Lions Football.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft and Irwin Industries.
Today, the BC Lions are on the road in a key West Division showdown in Edmonton. Lions, Eskimos, kickoff at 4:30. Right here on CFAX 1070.
Join Rick Vall and Julio Garavetta for Vera's Burgers BC Lions Football on the Lions Radio Network all season long.
Ram trucks are powered with the legendary Cummins turbo diesel and its unsurpassed torque. So it's not surprising that Ram Heavy Duty is Canada's number one selling diesel pickup. What's surprising? That some people are still out there behind the wheel of something else.
Get a 2012 Ram Heavy Duty with a no-charge Cummins turbo diesel. That's a $9,300 value. See dealer for details.
Guts. Glory. Ram.
Your feet take a lot of pounding, and they're attached to you. So why not visit Penna & Company and give them something really comfortable to stand on? Presenting Wellness Mats, a premium anti-fatigue floor mat so comfortable they're used stateside at the Department of Homeland Security. And you can bet they need to relax. Reduce the impact on your joints with the help of Wellness Mats, made in the USA and available in 5 fashion-forward colors at Penna & Company in Broadmead Village.
Flu season is around the corner. Protect yourself with Miké Red Reishi. Just one capsule a day of Miké can improve energy levels, reduce stress, and support the immune system. Made in Japan and produced to the highest quality standards, look for Miké Red Reishi in the black and gold box at lifestyle markets and other finer health food stores. Tune in to Talk to the Experts today from 3 to 4 p.m. and discover the medicinal secrets of Japanese Red Reishi mushroom extract. To learn more, visit theonemushroom.com.
We are back with Chef Peter Graven, and Peter, we're talking about Thanksgiving. It's not too far away. You know, it's kind of a huge meal. Some people really can do it well. It's a lot of. It doesn't seem like it's that complicated, but there's a lot of components. How can you break that down for a man who wants to maybe have his friends over and entertain?
I have some issues with people who cook a whole turkey, and I don't mean to be detrimental, but sometimes it comes out, it dries out.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a mess of it with carving it. What we do is we bone the whole turkey out raw.
Oh.
And we salt and pepper and lemon juice and mustard and onions and we marinate it for a couple of days, just all boned out, leave it in the fridge. Then we roast it.
Mm-hmm.
And we carve it, and it's very easy, because your butcher will carve it out, will bone it out for you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and if you roast it, it will never dry out.
Well, you know, I've never heard of anybody doing all that with a turkey. It sort of seems you get all the bone, and it's such a big, greasy kind of mess.
I know, but if it's boned out completely, and I love it that way, it never dries out for, never, ever dries out.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
So you have it boned out completely, you know, salt, pepper, lemon juice, slice of orange, olive oil, and marinate it for a day or 2 days. And roast it in the oven, and it's perfect. And then you can cut it at the table on a board. Obviously, you lose the spectacular whole turkey coming, but you don't have this mess all over the place.
Oh, for sure. And that's really only the movies, right? I mean, it's so hard to do it properly anyways.
Right. That's right. And if you're serving a cranberry with it, serve a cranberry horseradish. Mix horseradish with the cranberry.
Oh, wow. So get the bag of cranberries, boil
make
those
the cranberry
up.
Cranberry sauce, however you make it,
yep.
And get some horseradish and mix it in with it. It's fabulous.
Ooh, that's sort of neat because I think you get kind of used to the same old ways of doing things, and that would kind of kick it up a notch. So now there's the potato.
There's a mashed potato medley with three kinds of potatoes together.
Oh, So?
All right. So you can, if you do a mashed potato medley with sweet potatoes, red potatoes, and white potatoes, and you mash it all up, it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got yukon, you can have sweet potatoes and red skin potatoes, and you mix it with butter or margarine, and it's gorgeous.
A nice texture, and a little bit meatier than just usual white potatoes.
And if you're doing asparagus, you want to do a grilled asparagus, soak them first in water.
Yeah.
Soak them really all the way through and put them on the barbecue.
Now, why would you soak them so much in water?
Because they won't burn.
Ah, okay.
I hate it when, you know, when you get the black from the barbecue?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen because the water within the asparagus will boil inside and it will cook it and you won't get it burnt.
Oh, yummy. And what else do you serve with your Thanksgiving?
Whatever, we always serve, hold on, I'm not, just a second, we serve, I'm just a little thinking, we do the asparagus, we do the roast potatoes, you can do roast vegetables also, or pan-braised Brussels sprouts.
Ooh, now tell us about that one, because I've only, you know, we're from, my family's English, so they boil and boil and boil Brussels sprouts.
That.
Well, you'd know about that too, so how do you do them in the pan?
That's why you got to blanch. I'll send you instructions on how to blanch. I'll
okay.
send you pictures and instructions how to blanch.
Beautiful.
But you could do Brussels sprouts trimmed and finely sliced. But you know, in the Brussels sprouts, you cut it across on the back when you peel it before you boil it.
Ah.
So you cut the bottom off and you may cut across in the back so it cooks much faster right through. The water gets right through.
And you do lots of salt.
With Brussels sprouts, enough seasoning, salt and pepper, but you don't need to do too much because you don't want it to cook to death. You don't want it to look like it's a khaki color from the army.
You want it to be green still.
You also want it to be green.
And then when you put it in the pan, what do you add to that?
Well, you have to cook them first, and then what you do is you can actually do it with the bacon, and then you drain the excess fat, leaving some of the bottom. And you stir in the lemon juice, mustard, and pepper. And then you add your Brussels sprouts and sage and stir it.
Wow, those sounds like great flavors with the mustard and stuff to add a little bit of a hint of a, like your horseradish, a bit of a kick to things.
Yeah, you want something different. You know, you really do. What else? I'm just trying to think what else we do. I don't know. You've stuck me with it.
What would you have for your dessert? Or are you dessert people?
How about a rhubarb and raspberry crumble?
Oh, that sounds really good.
With a custard. That would be gorgeous. That's gorgeous.
Now, is custard hard to make?
It's hard to make. You can also buy a prepackaged one.
Oh, I like that better. Now you're talking my language.
I love rhubarb and raspberry crumble or something like that. And actually, the frozen fruits which they have in the package, some of them are very good.
And that's where those frozen come in this time of year when things are past their prime, they're being shipped from somewhere else by the frozen.
Right. That's a gorgeous dessert. You could do it with a vanilla ice cream and a warm custard.
Oh, delicious.
That would be lovely, actually.
Now, Peter, do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about the Man Chef?
They can call me. They can email me, peter@manchef.ca.
And it's a great website with all kinds of information, and Peter comes on from time to time and with some tips and techniques, but it's a great website, so look it up. And Peter, congratulations on all the weddings and babies and all your enthusiasm for cooking and teaching men.
Okay, I really appreciate you calling me, and I'll email you the instructions.
Please do. We'll put it on my website, Lifestyle with Patty Mac. Take good care, Peter.
Be well. Thanks.
Awesome. Great talking to you. Right now, we are joined by Claire Helm from Zumba. She's at the Vancouver Island Women's Fair, and pretty soon she's going to be going on the stage with a big exhibition of the Zumba fitness. How are you, Claire?
Good morning, Patty. Life's a little hectic right now. I'm backstage and just about ready to go on.
I know you are, so you've got to hurry here, but I want you to tell people about Zumba because my friend Trish got me onto it early last year. I've been going a couple times a week now this year, and it's kind of fitness that's fun, and you leave with a smile on your face.
That's right. Zumba is actually all about fun. There's a fitness element that comes into it, but it's one of those things that you have so much fun when you're doing it because of the great music, the easy choreography, that you totally forget you're actually working out. And people actually think at the end of the class, oh my goodness, was that really an hour long? Did I really burn 500 calories?
Unbelievable.
And yeah, they did. And I mean, it's one of those things that it's life changing for a lot of people because they all of a sudden find a fitness program that they want to do.
And, you know, Claire's a big part of this because she has many people that work with her. But it's great fun having you there because you make sure people know you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know every step. It's just keep moving.
That's right. And I like to say to people, look, left and right is an option. If you're going left and other people are going right, it really doesn't matter. If you're going forward and I'm going backwards, who cares? As long as we don't knock each other over.
Absolutely.
It's
and
all good.
And what's neat, too, is all the age groups. You know that there's younger and older. And when you see someone in their 80s and 90s making some movements and really shaking their groove thing, it's inspirational.
It is. And, you know, we are now launching something called Zumbatomic. It's the official kids program for Zumba. So it starts at 4, and we're doing that through Bennett Recreation and also through the Crystal Pool. So we do Zumbatomic. We do Zumba, which is sort of for anybody. Mm-hmm. Zumba Gold, which tends to be for a less fit crowd or people who are just returning to fitness, people who can't do some of the faster moves. And then we've got Zumba Gold Chair that we run at the Victorian at McKenzie, which is sort of for anybody, sort of the octogenarian, nonagenarian crowd, where we sit down in a chair and do Zumba with them.
Oh,
and
that's so neat.
And my mother actually just had a stroke about 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks
right.
ago, and I have done Zumba with her sitting down to try and help her regain some of the movement in her hand.
Oh, what a wonderful thing to do.
It's fantastic to see the response to the music from these people from all ages. So from 4 up until their 90s, it's extraordinary.
And right now you're at the Women's Fair. So tell us what's going on and when you're going to be on stage. I know it's pretty
right.
soon, but it's most the next 2 days, right?
Yeah. Well, Studio VZF is here at the Victoria Women's Show and Health Expo. And we are doing 5 demos over the next, they're demos and also classes, so over the next 2 days. So we have one coming up in about 2 minutes, 11:30. And then we're doing another one today at 1:30 and another one at 3:30. And then tomorrow we're doing 11:30 and 2:30. And we are inviting people to come down to the show, come dressed to have a workout. We'll do a very short, it's about 20 minutes, a half an hour class. And people will get a taste of Zumba for a very minimal entrance fee, and then they can take advantage of all the other great things that are going on down here as well.
Perfect. And you've also got a trip that you're putting on, and people can go to your website to look that up. What's your website, Claire?
The website is victoriazumba.com, and we're going off to do a fitness week in Iztapa Club Med in Mexico.
How cool is that? And, you know, for anybody listening, if you are shy about exercise or about going into a class, it's really fun. It feels like a community, and they're at the rec centers or at many different locations across town. So look up Claire's website because it's a really great way to get you going and get your mojo going and have fun and work out at the same time and not even know
exactly.
you're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, Claire, I know you're going on in 1 minute, so good luck and
thank you, Patty. Have
enjoy.
A great morning.
Okay, take good care. See you Monday.
Yeah.
When we're back.
Time is not on our side. Act now with your future in mind. Financial market volatility is fact, and those facts are worrisome. Put your financial needs in the hands of successful and proven wealth management advisors. Todd Vaughn and Alan Bevan, through TD Waterhouse Private Investment Advice and the TD Bank Group, bring you the kind of guidance and strength you need in today's market. Call them today at 250-953-6015 and stop worrying.
TD Waterhouse Private Investment Advice is a division of TD Waterhouse Canada Inc., member Canadian Investor Protection Fund.
Holy smokes!
CTV Tomorrow. The Primetime Emmys are back.
I'm ready to win it!
It's TV's biggest bash.
Melissa McCarthy!
Wow! Sorry, I'm a crier.
Big stars.
Jim Parsons.
So odd for so many reasons.
Big surprises.
Are you kidding me?
Big moments everyone will be talking about. The Primetime Emmys. Tomorrow, live at 5 on CTV. Brought to you in part by Easy Breezy Beautiful CoverGirl.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
A few clouds. It's 18 degrees right now downtown. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. The new Center for Athletics, Recreation, and Special Abilities at the University of Victoria comes along with a $75 million price tag. CFAX's Kelly Linehan explains how the school will raise the funds.
The school is halfway to making it a reality after receiving approval from Saanich Council to build its controversial parkade, but now the university must raise the funds. Clint Hamilton, director of athletics at UVic, explains how they plan to do it.
This has been the identified number one capital priority for the university for a number of years. So the university will make a commitment to that project. And essentially, it's a third in terms of that expectation on fundraising, the user fee model, and the university contribution.
He hopes that construction will start as soon as January, and he's aiming for a spring 2015 open date. Kelly Lonahan, CFAX 1070 News.
A Canadian who fears for his life after being wrongly linked to an anti-Muslim film is speaking out against Ottawa's insistence that he keep quiet. Nader Fawzi is scheduled to speak to the media today in Toronto. He's one of several Coptic Christians that Egypt is accusing of offending Islam. He says Egypt has put out an arrest warrant in his name and that senior Muslim clerics in the country are actually calling for his death, but he will not be intimidated.
We have freedom here. I'm not going to follow Egyptian rules when I'm living in Canada. No one will stop me or shut up my mouth.
Fawzi and another Canadian man also accused of involvement in the film say they have no ties with the anti-Muslim movie. They claim they've been targeted for speaking out against the persecution of Coptic Christians in Egypt. And investigators blame a delay in stopping fuel leaking from a Canadian naval vessel into Halifax Harbor on the failure of officers to ensure enough lighting and to position lookouts properly. Over a period of more than 5 hours in March of last year, thousands of liters of diesel fuel from HMCS Preserver fell into the water. The Navy, though, was able to recover most of the fuel before it spread to shore or caused extensive damage. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Gray residence. We did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question, though. So after the news at noon today, our jackpot jumps up to $62, and that's brought to you by Bluebird Cabs. Call 382-2222 and download their free app. And a quick look at CFAX weather now. Mainly cloudy is the forecast for today. A high of 18 degrees, mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 9. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking about a book called Stress Pandemic, 9 Natural Steps to Survive, Master Stress, and Live Well. I have Paul Hulich on the phone. And Paul, can you help with 3 teenagers?
Yes.
That's stressful.
Hello, Patty. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm on a 25-trip tour throughout United States here, and at the moment I'm in Houston.
I was in Houston this summer. It's a nice city. Now, Paul, you were a CEO of a huge company, and you had a little bit of a downward spiral with stress, and you kind of built your way back with sort of 9 steps that you have found that help to get yourself under control. What is it about stress nowadays that everybody seems to be living with it and more of it?
Well, stress is actually, we're losing the battle on stress. Ever since the invention of a light bulb, you know, night has turned into day, and sleep deprivation and a circadian rhythm has affected everyone. The information age, and people are made more accountable and more demands, and the world has become a bit of a bullying place. Mm-hmm. And we're people who are always on the go, and the inability to say no. And according to the World Health Organization, lifestyle diseases are the largest cause of death on this planet. Mm-hmm. And it's all to do with the stress response.
Now, we can't eliminate stress from our life. And I was saying about, you know, teenagers. But children are stress. Work is stress. Problems. Like, there's so many things that are stressful. How do we take what life is going to hand us and still go on without having our heart beating too fast and feeling like we can't, you know, can't take it all?
Well, you're right, Patty. It's affecting everyone. Stress affects us shortly within months from the time we're conceived in the womb, and it's with us to the moment we die. But we can fortify ourselves in understanding how stress either impacts on our lives internally with our lifestyle, or it can be external stress like environmental stress, a hurricane, a famine, a war, whatever. The stress response is your fight-flight scenario, and that's where you feel threatened and challenged. And that can happen with a child, can happen at school or teenagers, as you said, that they have to perform, and that's when they feel stressed and anxious. Mm-hmm. And it shows itself up with how people live with their lifestyle. So what is happening is once we feel stressed, we at times, as the human beings we are, we actually reach for destructive coping mechanisms, mm-hmm. whether it's according to the American Health America survey, Mental Health America survey, 45% of Americans eat to cope with stress, mm-hmm. and 42% actually reach for alcohol, smoking, or drugs, and the remainder is made up of actually to do with sex and to do with gambling and even addiction to the internet. So what has happened is we're all battling away, not understanding that a lot of what we eat has a direct bearing on our moods. We have two brains. Everybody knows about the brain and the head, but a lot of people are not aware of having the brain in the gut lining, where 95% of the serotonin receptors are. And when you have a stress response, the fight-flight scenario, where most people are in that state 24/7, they can never relax. They are actually affecting five neurochemicals that make up the wonderful person they are. That's your serotonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, dopamine, and endorphins. That's your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and moods. And that's what's causing problems, plus the cortisol, which is the hormone, the stress one. So with that all happening, we actually reach for a lot of destructive coping mechanisms. That's our that's our crutches that we lean on when we feel most stressed and vulnerable.
And then it becomes a vicious cycle where, you know, it's stressed, then you use the chemical or the food, and it just sort of keeps going around and around and around. And a lot of people nowadays seem to almost brag about stress. Oh, I'm so busy, I'm so overworked, I'm so stressed, like it's a good thing.
Well, it might have been cool 20, 25 years ago, but it isn't today. If you've got any of the symptoms of stress, like frequent headaches, anxiety, a dull feeling in your tummy, guilt, sadness, anger, insomnia is a huge one, teeth grinding, depression, fatigue, the onset of diabetes, the addictions which I just spoke about, difficulty concentrating, unexplained weight gain or loss, feeling overwhelmed. The list goes on and on. If you have got any of those symptoms, you've got issues where your neurochemistry, if it's not healing, if you're on medication, if the symptoms are not going away, you could end up with what happened to me, because I actually had insomnia and I was grinding my teeth. And from there, I developed destructive coping mechanisms and developed anxiety, depression, and later severe depression. And from there, severe mood swings. And then I had a complete mental breakdown and I lost everything, most of all my freedom.
Wow. And you built yourself back up with what you learned. And where did you learn about this? What kind of a journey was it to get back to being in charge of your mental health?
Well, Patty, since I was a pioneer of organic foods in the early 1980s, I realized that a lot of what we eat and drink has a direct bearing on our moods, because the psychiatrist, and I went to the world-renowned Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and that's where the journey began with me searching globally, in fact, for any knowledge to do with stress. and I actually committed myself to an institution to learn everything about depression, anxiety, addictions, anger, guilt, sadness, everything.
Well, I think, you know, all those things, anger, guilt, all that, I think it's a really well-timed book because I think we all can have a benefit from this. When we come back, we're going to get the 9 tips from Paul on natural steps to wellness.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
This is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am at Willows Beach for the Oak Bay Bike Festival. This is a free event, and it's going on until 2 today. There's so much going on here today, including a bike skills workshop, bike safety checks, and a bike rodeo. It's a great, fun atmosphere to be in, and a bonus, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful beach and weather? What more could we ask for? Later on this afternoon, I'll be heading to the Dog Days of Summer Fair. It's going on at St. Luke's Church Hall at 3821 Cedar Hill Cross Road. It sounds pretty cool. There will be lots of dogs there, and there will be a pet photo contest going on, a mini fashion show, and demos. So bring down your pooch and see what it's all the fun's about. That's going on until 5:30. The Community Cruiser will be out and about all weekend. So if you see us, come over and say hi. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Shop, spin, and win with Savon Foods for a chance to win a Caribbean cruise for 4 and more great prizes. Plus, get assorted varieties of sun-ripe 100% pure apple juice, card price $5 for $10. Or assorted Pepsi drinks, packs of 12 cans, card price $2 for $8. Visit Savon Foods and shopandspin.com for complete details. Savon Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
How Bell makes today better.
Let's go to the Bell inbox. Scott from Vancouver writes, I talk to friends all across Canada. What can I do to get my long-distance charges down? Well, Scott, the days of paying for long-distance in Canada are over. With Bell Mobility's most popular plans, all calls across Canada are now local. Bell is offering everyone in BC no long-distance charges with activation on a 3-year term.
Hurry, offer valid for a limited time. Bell, staying in touch just got better.
For details, visit the Bell store at the Bay Center.
We are back, and we're talking to the author of Stress Pandemic, Paul Hulich. Paul, we're going to talk about the 9 steps to natural steps to wellness. One is take charge.
Well, in taking charge, you need to realize that you're worth it. And to know that in a 24/7 world where you're on the go, there might be 100 tools to actually de-stress with, but the 9 tools are the most effective, knowing that you're on the go for minimum effort to get maximum effectiveness. Mm. And knowing that to take charge, you might be able to take charge of a situation where a neighbour's dog is barking, but to take charge of having a disagreement with your boss or a loved one can be difficult. The other steps help to fortify you and give you the courage to take charge.
So, too, we've talked about kicking your bad habits.
Well, we spoke earlier about that. That's your coping mechanisms, your destructive ones that actually bring you down and get you into a vicious bind where you feel you're at their mercy. The steps in working collectively with them helps you fortify yourself and take charge and break the cycle.
And learning to say no is so important because you get so much more done, and it's freeing not to always feel guilty about saying no and putting yourself first.
Well, the world has become a bit of a bullying place, and a lot of people don't know you. You know yourself better than anyone.
Yeah.
And the steps help you to actually find your innermost feelings and follow them and actually help you guide in the direction your life wants to go. So learning to say no is a very important step.
And affirmations.
And they are the 3 transformative steps.
And affirmations, would that be little things you say to yourself all the time to remind yourself about the path you're on?
Yes, well, affirmations is one of the four practical steps, and it's very important. It's positive reinforcement. Mm. It's actually important to try and do it first thing in the morning when you first wake up or just before you go to sleep, and it helps you have a good sleep. When we were boys, or when we were kids, we used to know about having to say our prayers before we go to sleep, and to conceive, believe, achieve. It's very important.
Exercise. That's something to keep keep those stress levels down, I'm sure.
Well, again, after me doing a lot of research, I had a big pot belly and cellulite, and studying longevity and injuries, believe it or not, walking, a brisk walk. A lot of people don't realize that there's 7,200 nerve endings in your feet that are connected to every part of the brain and the body. A brisk walk without any interruptions whatsoever actually helps balance the neurochemistry of the brain and the body, which I talked earlier about, the neurochemistry, and helps fortify you against the challenges and stresses of the day.
That's so interesting, Paul. And nutrition, what do you suggest we eat?
Well, I mentioned nutrition a little bit earlier about the second brain. And what's happening is that we eat too much crap. Excuse the language. But crap stands for caffeine, refined sugar, alcohol, and processed foods. And if you just keep it simple, as the American Institute of Stress said, they reviewed the book. They said it's a great guidebook, well-researched and scientifically proven. And what that means is, if you look at the good mood foods that are in the book, Stress Pandemic, The Lifestyle Solution, it's a great guidebook. This is a book that should be in the kitchen table, because it's a book that you'd keep referring back to like a good cookbook.
Well, you know, it sounds like something. I have kids in university, and it sounds like something to get people on the right start at an early age. So a good one to put in the old Christmas stocking for sure. Number seven is sleep.
Again, everybody wants to live 24/7, but it wasn't the law of nature. It is so important to try and have a good night's sleep, and that means actually not having arguments in the bedroom with your loved one. That doesn't mean bringing your computer on, your laptop on the bed. It's a place where you've got to understand that that's the only time the body and the mind will heal. Mm-hmm. Is when you sleep. And your circadian rhythm, if you're doing shift work, that actually affects everything too, to do with your cycle.
Do you believe in sleeping aids or melatonin, or should we have just a natural sleep?
What happens is, if you start doing exercise late at night, Paddy, or you have a meal late at night or whatever, it's very difficult for the serotonin to become melatonin. And another thing that a lot of people overlook at, cortisol is highest, which I talked about earlier, the hormone cortisol, in the morning, and it's lowest in the evening. Mm-hmm. That was the law of nature trying to say you need to do what Benjamin Franklin said, you know, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Yeah, right. It makes sense. And the power of awareness of yourself or your surroundings?
Well, it's awareness of everything, an awareness of where your level of stress is, and that you don't wish it to go to the next level, an awareness of understanding that you're going to fall over and you need to pick yourself up again like a child working to learning to walk. That means kicking your bad habits and doing these steps, and they are very powerful steps, but ones that can help make a huge difference. So small, practical ones, but very powerful. So having an awareness of everything about your life is important, and it helps guide you, knowing that every action has a reaction and consequences. And understanding that one day you want your contentment to merge with your goals and ambitions, which a lot of us lost due to stress and making poor lifestyle choices, where our goals and ambitions are reaching for the sky, but our contentment is down on the ground.
Wow. And you say don't give up. I guess that's number one that kind of ties in with the last one, is that you've got to keep going on and looking for the answers and working on it.
Well, you should never allow your flame of hope to be crushed or extinguished, knowing that that's your hope and that you're worth it and that you should never, ever give up. As I said earlier, that child learning to walk, they never give up.
Yeah, that's true. The book is Stress Pandemic, The Lifestyle Solution. Paul, I hope you'll come back and talk to us again, especially maybe around Christmas time, and some tips on how to deal with some of these stresses in life that come up. And I'll contact you. Maybe we'll do that before Christmas or after Christmas, because both things are stressful, whether the bills before or after. The book is available in your local bookstore. If not, make sure you ask where. It's Paul Hulich, H-U-L-J-I-C-H. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Paul, and I think you've given us all some great tips to take seriously, because I think, like you say, we care about our, you know, the cookbooks and all the stuff we pay attention to, but we need to pay attention to ourselves first and foremost.
That is critical, Patty, and knowing that for us to take control of your stress before it takes control of you, and that prevention's a key. Prevention is far better than recovery, and unchecked stress has real consequences. We live in a band-aid world dealing with the symptoms, but we need to deal with the causes.
Beautiful. Great talking to you, Paul. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great tour.
Thank you very much, Patty.
Okay, we come back talking to Dana.
CFAX Santa's Anonymous is the charity that helps Victoria children in need, no matter what the need. To find out how you can help, visit CFAX1070.com or like us on Facebook. CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Donate year-round and help make miracles happen for the children in our community.
CFAX Santa's Anonymous. CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
The Victoria Women's Show joins the Fall Wellness Expo at Perks Rec Center this weekend. Loads of exhibits, products, and services, including drop-in Zumba classes and free curved circuit training. Try your luck at the Crack the Vault contest to win a $100,000 trip of a lifetime. Live on the main stage daily at noon is acclaimed clairvoyant Christine Hurley. The first 100 in the door receive a special goodie bag. The Victoria Women's Show and the Wellness Expo this weekend at Perks. It's two shows in one. Tickets just $5. Visit victoriawomensshow.com for more info.
Have you been thinking about having a professionally designed sprinkler system installed? You'll want to enjoy your summer without dragging hoses and trying to water your valuable plantings and lawns properly. So trust the team at Halzer Service Irrigation to install a sprinkler system right the first time and on budget. Call 250-652-0112 today for a free estimate and to save up to 40% on your water bill. Let Halzer Service Irrigation talk to your plants. And they'll make every drop of water count.
Need cash today? Got some old jewelry lying around? Bring it to Old and Gold and exchange it for cash. For your old gold and silver, they'll beat any price in town. Old and Gold at Ford and Douglas, online at goldvictoria.com.
Need cash today? Got some gold, DVDs, bikes, cameras, video games, and tools? You know, stuff lying around? Bring it into Barclays and exchange it for money. You'll see why they're the pawn stars of Victoria. Barclays Exchange in Chinatown, 516 Fisgard.
We're back with Dana Sarek from Dermablend Clinic. How are you, Dana?
I'm fine. Thank you, Patty, and you?
Great. And, you know, this is the expert on the phone here, and her calling card is her face. She's got absolutely beautiful skin. And, Dana, you do many things, but you're an expert at electropigmentation. And tell people what that is if they don't know.
Electropigmentation is a procedure that bridges between plastic surgery and conventional makeup by restoring lost eyebrows or enhance the eyeliners and lips as well. Scars that occur during the injury or accidental scars or plastic surgery scars. Alopecia, chemotherapies, and most commonly for the eyebrows, overplucking, which put me in this line of the business.
Right. And, you know, I think I was talking to you an email the other day about eyebrows, and a lot of people from, you know, maybe the 70s, you know, I was always the girl helping everybody else pluck their eyebrows, and they were like a great big huge like circle. And a lot of people overplucked. And at a certain age, you stop growing eyebrow hair, don't you? It doesn't come in as quickly.
They sometimes, even without plucking, in aging process, we lose the hair we're supposed to be.
and yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately.
And it grows other places. And,
yes.
And then it gets gray as well.
Yes. I would say about 70% of the women out there do lose eyebrows due to aging process or over-plucking. So it's so common, and face really look washed out without eyebrows. Eyebrows is actually major feature on a face. It does frame the face and give characteristic to the face.
Absolutely. You know, I was a cosmetician, and the eyebrow is the frame. Mm-hmm. And whenever I see people, you know, if I'm looking at a magazine or a TV, and they have a funny expression, it's usually not them. It's their eyebrows maybe go down too far, or they start too far over, and I'm sure you're the same. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the arch at the right spot, start at the same spot.
That's
and
correct.
It is the whole foundation of the face is getting those eyebrows right. Now, if people either don't have eyebrows or have missing
too
parts.
Much.
Can you fill? Can you? Yeah, too much. Can you fill those in? Because I know you're an expert at those light feathery
absolutely.
Strokes.
Yeah, absolutely. They could be done in such a natural way by placing the strokes and that mimicked actually the hair. And the colors are all earthy shades, so it really look natural. A lot of women are scared, but actually after it's done, many people who know them wouldn't even know what did they do, but they see improvement. The other day, a girl said, oh, they asked me about my haircut. It looked really nice.
You know,
I
first saw Lady Hillary, and she had these eyebrows. And she told me they were from you. And they look like little eyebrows. And so if you're listening and you have a problem or no eyebrows and you'd like this done, it really is natural. But you have to go to the right person. And how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about getting this done?
Simply by phoning me. And my number is 250-472-0099. Or if they Google permanent makeup or permanent eyebrows or permanent lips or anything about the face, my page will pop first.
And that's Dermablend Clinic. You can look that up.
They could go Dermablend Clinic or permanent eyebrows in Victoria or lips or whatever. It will be first page. So.
And
there is a lot of explanation on my website and pictures before and after.
Yeah, and if people are afraid, I mean, you do have pictures and you do have lots of different colors, so it's not like this great big black Groucho Mark eyebrow that you doesn't blend with your hair.
I never, ever would use black color on eyebrows on even the darkest person. No. Most important thing is the match proper color. And as I said again, the colors are very earthy shades, so it will look, this is not tattoo inks that I'm working with. These pigments are specifically designed to replace less color in a face.
Well, we're going to change this world one eyebrow at a time. When you come back and talk to us next time, we're going to talk a little bit more about the skin. Thank you so much for coming on. I'll see you soon, I'm sure.
You're very welcome, Patty.
Great talking to you. Thank you, TJ. Thank you, all my guests today. I hope you've gotten something out of the show. It's always great being with you. See you next week. Get out there and enjoy.